KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Just after 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy here in Atlantic and 35 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy and windy today with a high of 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Officials of the Creston Police Department are issuing a warning about an ongoing scam. Authorities say the Creston PD has received recent reports from citizens stating that they've received calls from the police department's phone number, 641-782-8402, telling the citizen that they have warrants and that they would be arrested unless the citizen pays a bond over the phone. The Creston PD makes it clear that they do not release warrant information over the phone and would never ask someone to pay a bond over the phone. If you receive a similar threatening call, it means the Creston PD's phone number is being spoofed and that someone is trying to scam you for money. Other law enforcement agencies have reported the same scam over the years, including the Pottawatomie and Page County Sheriff's Offices in 2015 and even the Atlantic PD in 2014. Never give your personal information to someone who calls you. If you have any doubts about your status with a law enforcement agency, call that agency directly. Officials of the Creston Police Department reported the arrest late Thursday morning of a man wanted on a Union County warrant. 20-year-old Jacob Ransom Greider of Creston was taken into custody at around 11 a.m. on the warrant for failure to appear in court on an original charge of OWI first offense. Greider was being held in the Union County Jail on a $1,000 cash-only bond. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the Woodbury County Attorney is expected to announce his ruling today on whether he'll charge a Sioux City police officer who fatally shot a South Dakota man during a traffic stop. County Attorney Patrick Jennings has scheduled an afternoon news conference to discuss the December 7th shooting of 36-year-old Daniel Reedman of Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. Police have said Officer Dylan Grimsley and his partner learned during the stop of an arrest warrant for Reedman and a warning that Reedman was considered armed and dangerous. Police say Reedman ignored the officer's commands to show his hands and unlock the door of a vehicle which he was the passenger in. Police say Grimsley shot Reedman while Reedman was reaching for something. Authorities said the loaded handgun was found in the vehicle. A Sioux City man has been sentenced to life in prison for the stabbing death of a 43-year-old woman. A judge sentenced Isaac Abdenour on Thursday following his conviction of first-degree murder in December. Prosecutors say Abdenour stabbed Cornelia Steed 23 times in her Sioux City apartment on June 23, 2015. Police said the two were romantically involved. Defense psychologists have testified that Abdenour is a violent schizophrenic and didn't know what he was doing when he attacked Steed. A prosecution expert said Abdenour knew he'd done something wrong and understood his actions. Iowa election officials say nearly 6,000 Dallas County absentee ballots went unaccounted for from the November 8th election because of mistakes from local election officials. A letter from the Iowa Secretary of State's office says a total of 5,842 ballots were uncounted, but the office acknowledged the missed votes did not change the outcome of any election on the ballot in the central Iowa county. The office said local officials tallied the votes but failed to upload those tallies to software that compiles vote reports. The omission of the ballots wasn't discovered until February 1st. In a letter to Dallas County officials, Deputy Secretary of State Carol Olson said while the omissions were due to mistakes, quote, it is chilling to contemplate the possibility that winners could easily have been affected. Iowa's top elections officials is proposing a law to require political parties and campaigns to turn in voter registration forms they collect within a week. The measure, backed by Republican Secretary of State Paul Pate, is a response to the Iowa Democratic Party's handling of dozens of incomplete forms that were submitted to Johnson County election officials before the November 8th election after weeks of delay. Pate spokesman Kevin Hall said the delay could have dramatically suppressed those Iowans' right to vote and was inexcusable. But Democrats are accusing Pate's office of exaggerating the impact of the delay, which they said shouldn't have affected anyone's ability to cast ballots. They said they were trying to contact voters to have them correct errors on the forms before submitting them. Iowa officials have confirmed that the state has stopped servicing or tracking more than 700 self-help computer kiosks installed to replace dozens of unemployment offices that were closed in 2011 as a money-saving effort. Iowa Workforce Development spokesman Courtney Green said that it's unknown how many kiosks in the Virtual Access Points program are still dedicated to helping the unemployed. Initially, those kiosks were placed in public places such as libraries and homeless shelters. Green says improved technology lets Iowans file for weekly unemployment claims by smartphone, and that's made the kiosks less essential. She said the kiosk system was discontinued as part of the department's efficiency efforts. It's unclear when the department actually ended that program. Well, the union that represents the largest group of state employees has issued a response to budget-cutting maneuvers by the Iowa Department of Corrections. Radio Iowa's Pat Curtis reports.
Iowa's prison system was ordered to trim $5.5 million from its budget after Governor Branstad signed a measure that slashes more than $100 million from the current state budget to deal with lower-than-expected state tax revenue. On Wednesday, the DOC announced plans to shut down programs tied to prison operations in Anamosa, Clarinda, Fort Madison, and Sheldon. Corrections Director Jerry Bartruff said the cuts would result in an estimated reduction in staff positions of 3%. AFSCME Iowa Council 61 President Danny Holman issued a statement on Thursday saying it's unclear exactly how many layoffs there will be, but he knows 8 probationary correctional officers from Fort Madison and 9 officers from the Iowa State Penitentiary have already been terminated. He fears there may be many more. Holman says the Branstad administration has decided to balance a failed budget on the backs of public employees. I'm Pat Curtis.
Republicans on a committee in the Iowa House have voted to overrule 4 countywide minimum wage rates that are higher than the state's wage floor of $7.25 an hour. Representative John Landon is a Republican from Ankeny.
We're trying to provide a seamless business climate in the state of Iowa.
The bill that passed the House Local Government Committee late Thursday not only would erase the higher minimum wage rates set in Lynn, Johnson, Polk, and Wapello counties, it would bar Iowa cities and counties from passing ordinances on other hot-button issues like containers used to transport consumer merchandise. That last line comes directly out of the bill, and it's a slap at Dubuque's City Council, which is considering a citywide ban on plastic grocery bags. Representative Brian Meyer, a Democrat from Des Moines, says Republicans are attacking home rule.
We talk about schools in a way that decisions are best made on the local level by local school boards, but when it comes to cities and counties, it's unfortunate that we have to tell them how to run their cities and counties.
Meyer says Democrats will oppose the bill, but they don't have the votes to stop it in the House. Our news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.